I will be reading in 1 Peter. Then I'd like to go to the book of Amos. You don't have to turn there, but I will be reading there just a short verse. 1 Peter 5 and 7 and 8. I guess I've read this time and time again. The 8th verse, but I never really put 7 and 8 together like I will tonight. And you pray for us. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. 7th verse. 8th verse says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. I want you to look at that verse, seeking. You can be seated. In the book of Amos, the Bible talked in the 3rd chapter in the 12th verse. He said, thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of a lion, two legs and a piece of ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwelleth in Samaria in the corner of a bed and in Damascus in a couch. I want you to understand these two scriptures that I read. I'm reading about one that's an adversary, that's Satan. Sometimes we look at Satan like he's just a nuisance or just somebody else that we don't even have to worry about anymore as Christians. But tonight I would like to use a thought tonight that Satan wants you. Just a simple thought. Satan wants you. How many know that Satan wants you? I don't care if you've been Christian 30 years. Satan wants you. He'll do everything. And it's already been preached about, listen, Satan and what he can do. But I would like to break it down just a little bit. The Bible talked about in Amos, he talked about as the shepherd went and he seen the sheep there in the mouth of a lion and already had him. But listen, two legs and a piece of ear, just about had him. But the shepherd come along. Aren't you glad tonight that the shepherd come along? When you was just almost gone, I know he come just in time. Amen. And I thought, as we look at the scripture, I believe that when Satan wants you, I thought about the preacher said, you just don't fall away one day and wake up and say, I just quit. It's a period of time that a person might listen, fall away. But I want you to understand, when Satan gets you, he just wants a little bit at a time. And if God will let me preach, I would like to preach on that tonight. And the first thing that I would like to talk about, the first thing that he wants of you is your testimony. If he can get your testimony, listen, he starts right there. He gets you to where you won't stand up. You won't tell nobody about the Lord. But if God would let me preach a little bit, and I know he will. I'm a little girl here today. See, little Hannah said, are you going to jump tonight? I said, I don't know, but my wife told me not to. I've had back surgery, and she said not to, but I don't know. She's not here tonight, so I don't have to mind her, amen. But I get excited when I think about what Satan is wanting to do to us. I get real angry. Listen, when I think about Satan trying to steal things from us. But all this, the Bible said he was a liar. From the very beginning, I understand that I hate Satan. I hate everything that he does. I'm an old time preacher. I listen to just a poor boy. I listen to my God. He knew. Hey, I feel it. Yeah. heard the story, you probably said, surely not tonight. He's going to preach on the prophet. I've got some pressure tonight. But oh, it's a win. I'm that boy that home. He lost his testimony. Anytime you leave home, you lose your testimony. Anytime that you leave what God gave you, you lose your testimony. Oh, as he went down the road, the Bible said he spent his money on rice wheel. Oh, the next thing that I want to talk about. Listen to time. Oh, that he had. And that he spent at Father's house. You know the next thing the devil wants? He wants your time. Not imitating you about that. Hey, listen to me. He's got your time. He's got you. But listen, he takes your time and takes your brother TV in the ball games. Hey, listen, he's got you out there doing things that you don't need to be doing. But when you're going to be spending it for the Lord, he's already got your testimony. He's got you on the way down. And then he takes your time. You don't have time to read your Bible. You don't even have time to go in. I take me. Lord, it's a morning preacher. I know the devil, he wants me. I've got to do my best to stay out of the way. That's what he tries to do. Lord, the next thing that he does, listen, Lord, and that prophet's son, you know what he does? He got down there in the whole pen, and he no doubt got a job of doing the worst of worst. And he got down there and got hungry. Lord, his testimony and his time, the next thing he had was the truth. You say, preacher, you'll never get the truth from me. You got it from that boy. If he knows the truth, you know what he would have done? He would have said what he said when he was down at the whole pit. When he would have ate of the husk. He said, I'll go back. Hey, listen, I'll go back to my father and I'll tell him. I'll go over to him. His son, but if he knows the truth of it, his father never quit being the father. Preach. Oh, I'm so glad the Father don't change. Hey, listen, you know the truth about the Father? He loves you. Oh.
I'm going to have a hard time to slow down. But I'll tell you what, I feel better in my feet.
He took the truth from him. What is the truth? He said the truth shall set you free. Oh, the Son set free.
preacher.
Come on.
Amen. He's going out shouting. He'll think he's in the wrong house. Come on.
Right.
If you're not preaching the truth, you think you're in the wrong house.
Amen.
If you don't have the best help, he thinks he's in the wrong house.
Yeah.
I know I'm not preaching like everybody else. I preach. But here you are. I'm telling you, when the son of you do, Paul said, kill the bad man. Don't get the skinny one. I sold one in, and I fattened him up.
Yeah.
In the new treasure.
Yeah.
My God. And faith prepared us. And to your son.
Yeah.
Ever redeem us. Oh, listen. Let me hit this just a minute real quick. Do you remember when the priest Aaron go in into the holies when men needed sin or forgiveness, and he'd walk in into the tent, into the holies of holies. He had a robe of ephod, and on the bottom of that ephod, hey, listen, he would have a pomegranate of his sin, a purple and a blue and a scarlet. He would have a veil robe, and on that bottom of that, I listen to that garment. He would have a pomegranate. He would have a veil. He'd have a pomegranate. He would have a veil. I got good news to tell you. And glory be to God. When he would go in there, they would stand up. I pour that in. And they would listen. And see if somebody was still alive and alive. That veil represented. I think he was alive. And redemption was being made. And glory to God. The kind of glory I go out through that place. Hey, glory be to God. We need some Shekinah glory.
Yeah.
Somebody that we know that's still in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory.
Amen.
I almost got Pentecostal spirit right there.
You know what? Now I'm going to fall out. Listen, when that Thomas said, now I'm going to get the fattened calf, he said, go get the best robe. He didn't tell him to go down to Sears to get it. He didn't tell him to go to Volunteers to get it. He didn't tell him to go get a good one. He said, you go get J.C. Penney. That's Jesus Christ. And he's rich. You go down there. You get the best one. I put it in. I put it in the closet. No, it don't. No, listen. You remember he gave the son all of his living.
Yeah.
The father didn't give all the father's living.
Uh-huh.
What the son didn't realize, that's your life.
Yeah.
you marry somebody, you get the shoe, don't you? Go get the shoe, Tom. You know the shoes that I got there by the road? Get there too. And number one, I don't want no loafers. Don't get the loafers. Don't get the flip-flops. You don't need to get them in now. Come on.
That's good.
Hey, don't get the work boots. They were not his either.
Yeah, not my work
boots. Hey, it's not my work. That ain't where it's supposed. Hey, it's not them shoes. But I want you to go get them shoes, them slippers.
Come on.
Them shoes, yeah. My dress shoes.
Come on.
Yeah. That even says with me. At the supper table. Hey, I'm being impressed. He's been to the king's party. Well, listen, aren't you blind? Satan's going to take everything away from you. You get excited about what you got. I'm going to be a little bit different tonight. I've got my social pastor here. He's going to represent the law, you see. What the scripture says, what the law cannot do. Who was it? Ain't you glad Christ died for
you?
He's going to represent the law tonight. And what the law does is the schoolmaster that the law condemns. What the law does. Porter, where you at? Come here, buddy. I got me some helpers today standing right here. I want to have the law to come, you see. And you know what? In Mansfield, Ohio, he's a correctional officer. But the law wants to bind you. He wants to handcuff you. He wants to put something on you. You hear that clicking? That's awful. Listen. Lift your hands, buddy. Lift them. That's half mass. That's some of that dying. Hey, hit them. You're mine now. You're in handcuffs. You can walk around. Walk around a little bit. Lift your hands. He's still praising the Lord, isn't he?
Amen.
He's got handcuffs on, but he's still praying. Here we go. He can still do that, amen?
Amen.
He can walk around. He can even jump and shout.
Yeah.
But he's still got something holding down.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, so he thinks that's fun, playing with it. He thinks it's just the game.
Come on.
But Satan slips them handcuffs on him.
Yeah.
And before he knows it,
yeah.
He really don't like church that much.
Yeah.
Come on, before he knows it.
Yeah.
Come on, before long, he's slipping around his back a little bit. And before long, but it's not hindering him now. He can still lift his hands in front of his parents. He can still walk to church with his parents. But come here. Sit right there. Sonny, come here. Law, come here. The law comes in again. He goes a little bit farther.
Yeah.
He just bothers you parents, seeing your child standing before the law, being handcuffed. He's being handcuffed a little bit different now.
Oh,
you see, Sonny sits on the front row. Sonny sang in the choir. Sonny even says prayer on the altar. He's saying everything that he needs to do.
However,
in school, things are a little bit different. He's got some buddies. I'm not like to look at porno. Ain't nothing funny. I left to smoke a little bit of a cigarette. Amen. It's ugly. Hey, this won't be long. He's not happy sitting on the front row. He's not happy.
Come on,
bring it in the choir. Hey, son, would you just lift your hands up? Would you just praise the Lord? You see, he can't do it. There's no
way.
He's tied up.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm good. Don't let Satan. I'm coming to bust up in this church. Let us get him out of here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord,
yeah.
Listen. You walk around, son. But I want you to know. I want you to hug your daddy. You know what Satan will do? He'll take the one side of things. And then he'll hug you. But he won't hug the father back.
Come on. Amen.
said we've got to give them a lock. We've got to give them a lock. Where's his mom at? Come here, honey. Let me ask you something. Do you want to love this? Guess what? I got news for you. The preacher tells you, you got a key. That's all.
Yeah.
You got a key. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You got the keys to the kingdom. And it locks it all.
Yeah.
You got a key of prayer. But it's your son down here. Do you want it? You know it's up to you, don't you? It's a battle. You stay out for it. You go to his ball game. You don't let him be alone over in the schoolyard. You watch him because the devil's over there trying to get your child. But you've got the key.
Thank you.
keep it on your keychain when you get in that car. You look down at that key and you remember that key sets you free.
Yeah.
That key will all have you in the future. He'll live in the future. key, a master key. Before I go, I push it all away. Because I'm all done. It's called my trouble. Lost in my open that. Law has the power to set you free. And can I challenge you? The best way to set us free.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's change for God.
Yeah.
Hey. I thought about preaching over in the graveyard tonight. It's called Hallelujah. Just happened. You remember I told you there was a pomegranate blue and a veil, and a pomegranate purple and a veil, and a pomegranate scarlet and a veil. I just happened to bring me a veil. And I brought me a veil. I want you to understand this. This veil is shaped in a tear. This veil meant when somebody was in the temple. It was bringing in that he was alive.
Yeah.
Why was he alive? Because in combat, I perceived the name. If you're a child, you need to be a male.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
And then he said,
I got the keys.
Death.
He's got it.
You guys should be jumping. Satan cannot send you there.
Go ahead.
Because he don't even know his own stuff.
Then the hand of Jesus touched me And now I am no longer the same. Help me, church. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole. Since I met the blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while he turns the TV rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened. And now I know he touched me, and he made me whole.
I want who needs to be unchained for some cigarettes.
Yes,
I wonder who needs to be unchained from drugs and pornography. I wonder who needs to be unchained from a cussing tongue and a lustful eye. I wonder who needs to be unchained tonight from all those things.
You know the prodigal son? He had a brother. He was a good brother or a good son, but he was a sorry brother. Because when the prodigal got forgiveness, he got jealous. Whoa, we need to be thankful when somebody gets forgiven.
Yes.
Oh, we need to praise him when somebody gets
yes.
Deliverance.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. You go ahead, brother.
Yes. Everybody bow your heads for just a moment. Close your eyes. I've asked Brother Eric to come and just kind of strum a little bit tonight. Well, I tell you what, you've seen a wonderful picture of what Jesus Christ can do for a soul that's bound in sin, bound in heartache and despair, bound by the things of the world. You know, the Bible says all that the world can offer is the lust of the eyes, the lust of flesh, and the pride of life. That's all the world has. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. A life set free. You may be bound up like the illustration with Brother Elton and Sister Kelly. You may be bound up in a marriage tonight that seems hopeless. It seems like there's absolutely nothing left of it. You're just bound by all the mess. Tonight, before that thing will ever be restored, you got to come and you've got to get unbound by the chains. Whatever it was that caused that thing to get that way, you've got to come and get that off of you. You may be bound up by all kinds of things in your life. You may be bound up by all kinds of feelings, by all kinds of fears, by all kinds of things. Maybe it was anger. Maybe it was bitterness. Maybe it was uncertainty. Maybe it's unforgiveness. Whatever the case, you're bound by that tonight. Some of you are bound by the lust of the eyes. Always seeking that next thing to satisfy. Always going after that next thing. Always reaching out. Knowing all along that Jesus has exactly what you need. I wonder tonight who'll need to come. Who'll need to come tonight? While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you'd say, preacher, tonight I'm bound by something. There's something in my life that's bound me. I've not on my own been able to be set free. I've tried many times. I've even thought I had it licked for a while, but there it was still bound. That attitude that I had, oh, I got excited about the Lord for a little while, but all of a sudden that attitude came back again. There I was again, just like I was before that last revival, before that last good service, before that last good time. There I am again, angry and bitter and discouraged again. Preacher, I want to get unbound by that for the final time. I want to be set free indeed from all of that. This is your night. This is your night. This is what camp meeting's all about. I'm dealing with things in my life. There's things that are binding me. There's sins that nobody knows about. There's actions that I'm doing nobody knows about. And I'm bound by that. Tonight, this is your night. Why don't you come? You know what? You're not here by accident tonight. God had a purpose for you being here tonight. He had a plan. And he had this service just in place. He knew already what Pastor Bruce was going to preach. He knew what props he was going to bring. He knew what was going to happen. He knew all of that. And he brought you here to see it and to hear it. This is for you tonight.